Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the third parak of Maseches Mesheni, Mishnayos, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah Yud Beis talks about if you have a container that has Maaser Sheni, so Hamashil Kankanin LeMaaser Sheni. You lend your containers to store Maaser Sheni wine, so it gets filled with Maaser Sheni wine. Af Alpi Shagafan Lo Kana Maaser. Even though you were Megif them, you closed the containers, you sealed them, the Maaser Sheni does not extend to the containers, meaning the containers don't have kedushas ma'aser sheni zalaf l'tochen stam. But if you pour regular wine that you haven't taken trumas ma'asers from yet into the containers, and then you decide that that wine is going to be the ma'aser sheni, so then ad shelo gafan, before you seal the containers, lo kana ma'aser, the containers do not become ma'aser sheni. Mani der chulin misha gafan. But once you seal those containers, kana ma'aser, the fund of ma'aser sheni, so to speak, becomes the owner of those containers, and the containers therefore have kedushas ma'aser sheni together with the wine inside of them. Once they're sealed, the wine and the containers are considered like one entity, and the container becomes batel to the wine, so the wine becomes ma'aser sheni, and the barrel that it's in, or the bottle that it's in, becomes ma'aser sheni as well. So if you're ever going to be poda the ma'aser sheni wine, you have to be poda not only the value of the wine, but the value of the bottle as well. So once we mention that, we're going to talk about other types of halachos relating to containers that have liquids in them. So ad shelo gafan. So the first case is going to talk about if you have truma wine that becomes mixed up with ordinary wine. So normally with chulin wine. So normally truma needs 100 to it's batel b'meya only. So if you have 100 times chulin to truma, the truma becomes batel and everything is chulin. But what about if you have a container of truma wine that became mixed up with containers of chulin wine? So ad shelo gafan, if the containers of truma wine are mixed in with the chulin wine before you ever sealed the containers, olos bechulame, so then it follows the regular proportion of 100 to 1 in order to be mevatelit. But umi shegafan, once you've already sealed the containers, mekachos bekol shehein, then there's no amount that's going to be able to be mevatelit. You could have 1,000 to 1 chulin to truma, it's not going to become batel, because when you have a closed container of wine, that's considered a davar chashuv, and a davar chashuv is not batel, does not become batel in a taroves. Davar chashuv is defined in different contexts, in different ways, right? Some a beria is a davar chashuv, a chaticha ruyel iskabed is a davar chashuv, but a sealed bottle of wine is a davar chashuv. So then the third case the Mishnah talks about is if you have a whole bunch of tevel and you want to be mafresh truma from it. So when you separate the part that is truma, the truma has to be touching, or at least in the vicinity of the rest of the produce. So the Mishnah talks about ad shelo gafan, before you sealed off your containers, tore me'achas alakol, you could take truma from one of the containers and the others to cover all the other barrels, all the other containers, because they're all considered to be samuch, they're all considered to be in the same room and near each other, and it's mukaf. The halacha is it has to be mina mukaf. So that's considered mina mukaf. But umisha gafan, once you've sealed the container, tore me'achas vachas, then you're going to have to be mafresh truma from each one of them independently, because it's no longer considered to be mukaf. So those are the three discussions in our Mishnah. The first discussion is, and they all relate to whether to the difference between before sealing a container and after sealing a container. So first we have whether the container has ma'aser sheni, has kedushas ma'aser sheni, and then we have the issue of whether the truma can become batel, and then we have the issue of whether you need to be mafresh truma independently from each container, or you can be mafresh from one on all of them. So now Mishnah Yud Gimel Beishame Yomrim. So Beishame says if you close your barrels of wine, but now you want to be mafresh truma from one barrel to cover all the other barrels, so mifateach u'ma'or l'gas, you have to open every single barrel, pour it all right back into the wine press, and only then is it considered sufficiently mukaf to be mafresh from one on the other. But Rabbi Sallam says, no, wait a second, think about it. Before you ever sealed the barrels, the wine could be in different barrels and you're allowed to be mafresh from one on the other, on the rest. So all you need to do is undo what you did, unseal the barrels. You don't have to pour it back into the wine press. Rabbi Sallam says, just as soon as you unseal the barrels, vessels, that's good enough. So now the Mishnah goes back to the halachas of Maaser Sheni bottles of wine. So we said that if you have tevel that you made it Maaser Sheni after the barrel was already sealed, so then the barrel itself becomes Maaser Sheni as well. So b'medvar mamurim, when is that true? B'makom shadarkan limkor stumos, that's where they sell wine in closed barrels and closed containers. So in that case, a container is generally included in the sale of the wine, and therefore it's considered a batel to the wine. So the container can take on the Maaser Sheni, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni, along with the wine. But now the Mishnah talks about when we don't apply that rule, meaning the Mishnah it tells us, Avol b'makom shadark limkor psuchos, if you have a place where it's common to sell open bottles of wine, meaning it would usually, if you ask for a gallon of wine, they'll measure out a gallon for you and give it to you, then lo yatsa kan kanul chulin, then the container does not become chulin, it's still maaser sheni, because a container is not included in the sale of the wine. It's as if the person is buying the container as separately with part of his Maaser Sheni money, because the container is not considered to be batel to the wine. So when a person designated wine in a closed container as Maaser Sheni, the container does not have the kedusha of the wine. So now that we know that when you sell it in open containers, when wine is sold in open containers, buying the container is viewed as the same as a separate kinyan, as a separate mekach, and the container has kedushas maaser sheni. So we're going to give an exception to that rule. If the guy selling it wants to be very precise and he sells the wine by measuring exactly rather than selling it by the container, then the container becomes chulin, meaning it does not have kedushas maaser sheni, because you give a price for the exact measure of wine in the container, so the container itself is not being included in the sale. So if you give the container, that's like you're just throwing it in as a gift in addition to the buying of the wine. Now the Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second, this goes back to the case of wine is in a closed container having Kedushas Maaser Sheni, that the container also becomes Kedushas Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi Shimon says that Av HaOmer L'Chaveiro, even if one guy says to the other, that I'm selling you this chulin wine without the container, because I need the container to hold whatever Maaser Sheni wine I'm going to keep in it, yotza kankan l'chulin, the kankan becomes chulin, it's not Maaser Sheni, even though you specified that you're keeping the container dafka to use for Maaser Sheni, the container does not have the kedusha of Maaser Sheni, because when you designated for the use of Maaser Sheni, it still had chulin wine in it. Only when you have a closed container that has nothing but Maaser Sheni wine in it, only then does the bottle have the status of Kedushas Maaser Sheni. So let's quickly review again what we learned today. So in Mishnah Yud Beis, we learned that if someone lends a container of wine for Maaser Sheni storage and the containers are filled with wine, so even though you seal those containers, the containers are not Maaser Sheni, but if you pour it in before it's Maaser Sheni, then you seal it, if you designate the wine as Maaser Sheni after you close the containers, then Kana Maaser, then the containers are Maaser Sheni. And then we learned about Truma wine, that if Truma wine is Batel Be'echarumeya, but that's only if it's in an unsealed container. Once it's in a sealed container, it's not going to be batel be'achadumeya, because it's a davar chashuv. And then we learned that if you want to be mafresh truma from one barrel onto another, that you can only do that when it's not sealed. But once it's already sealed, you cannot be mafresh. And then we learned in Mishnah Yud Gimel that Beishameh holds that if you close your barrels of wine, but now want to be mafresh truma, so you can't, it's not good enough to unseal them. You need to actually pour them all into the gas. Whereas Beishameh says, no, all you need to do is unseal them. And then the Mishnah said, going back to the previous halacha, when do we assume that Maaser Sheni becomes that the bottles become kadosh with kedushas Maaser Sheni? That's only when it's normal to sell them sealed. But if they sell them open, then the container doesn't become chulin, meaning it does have kedushas Maaser Sheni. Then we had said, if a person wants to be machmir to sell with great precision, then the kankan kankan is going to become chulin, because we assume that when you give the kankan, it's just an extra throw-in on the purchase. And then Rabbi Shimon had said that even someone who says to somebody else, the wine that I'm selling to you I'm selling you all the wine, but not the kankan also becomes chulin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth perek of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni.